Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits. I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hey everyone, thank you for joining me here on Reppin'. I'm Evelyn, the creator, producer, and host of this podcast. So it has been a minute since I came and checked in, and I've missed you. So I wanted to come and have some quality time and hang out. And since I am the producer, I don't need permission from anyone. So I'm going to make that time right now. How are you guys all doing? Hope life has been treating you well. It is a rainy, gray day here in New York City. Perfect to sit down and speak with you. Life for me, it's been pretty busy. I've been going through a lot of transitional times, closing one chapter and opening another. And some of those moments have been really challenging and bittersweet. And you know, I'm juggling multiple projects too, and life is really demanding, just like yours. So I've been working really hard just trying to keep up. And I'm sure you can hear it, but I've also been sick. So let me apologize for being a bit hoarse. But I didn't want that to stop me from coming to speak with you. So a few weeks ago, I was speaking with Nelson, my friend and my technical director, who has been with me since the inception of this podcast. And you know, we were reviewing the production schedule, going over what needed to be done for the show, and we both sort of realized that we've almost done 100 episodes. We're going to hit that milestone early next year. And many of you may remember hearing me say in the past or as a guest on other shows that when I first started, I didn't know what you did with a podcast. Like, I didn't know where you put it. I come from the world of television. So all the projects I've been fortunate to work on were with networks and studios who have a built-in audience. So for me to think about how people were at home talking into a mic, people were just listening, I was like really confused. Then I thought, well, how hard could it be to talk into a mic? I'm an idiot because it is so much work. And when I first started this podcast, this was supposed to be a fun side project. I should have known myself a little bit better. I can't just record it and put it out because I have to admit, I am pretty particular. I want things to be at a certain standard and I need to be happy and comfortable with what I have my name on. And this show, it is a shit ton of work. And Nelson and I both have full-time careers outside of Reppin. So it definitely requires a lot of commitment on both of our parts. We really have to make time for it. But I think I can speak for Nelson when I say that we both really care about the series and we really appreciate and understand that conversations that are substantial and that matter are so important. So yeah, the show, it's a shit ton of work, but we love doing it. Podcasting has also been really interesting for me on many fronts because I'm here in New York City, kind of in a bubble, doing this podcast, not having any immediate feedback or reaction. So I have no idea if anyone is listening, who is listening, and how these conversations are connecting or if they're connecting. You know, I'm here with G, my pup, who is my heart. And she's so smart, she's going to Harvard. I'm a proud doggy mom. But I don't think she can download or subscribe. And frankly, I think she'd prefer to nap. But then I log on and I see that you're there. You're in the States, in Canada. I see people in Germany, Australia listening. And I see pockets of people from all different parts of the world. And it's all so wild and wonderful. And to know that you're there, you're listening, and I really, really hope the content is resonating with you. But just to see people in different areas downloading and listening, it's just such an absolute gift. Thank you. Now, again, crazy that the show will be hitting 100 episodes. And I've got some things planned that I'm working on to mark this occasion, and hopefully it all works out. You know, and I'm reflecting. There were many reasons why I started this podcast. I wanted to create positive change. I wanted to empower others, widen perspectives, be thought-provoking without being divisive, because I think we got that covered. And I also wanted to take myself to task. But there were a few things that really surprised me and that I didn't anticipate. What this podcast has brought to my own life. Throughout my career, I've had so many wonderful opportunities. I've been able to work on really cool projects, been able to meet and work with high-profile people. And this podcast has really been a natural extension in a lot of ways. But even though I've been doing this for a while, it's never lost on me how special it is for these amazing people to say yes to my show. Because for me, when anyone gives you a gift of their time and their trust, I mean, those are incredibly precious gifts that anyone can give you, let alone these really talented and busy people. So look, I work in media entertainment. We are creatives. We are storytellers. Our job is to produce and craft content by using a bunch of different elements, like images that will help tell a story that we want to tell. So follow me here for a second. What I'm about to say is not exclusive to people in media or entertainment. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live. Much of what we are defined by through the eyes of society are based on superficial things, an appearance, from race, skin color, gender, how you identify, to the homes you own or don't own, the clothes you wear, your job, where you eat, all the way down to the shoes on your feet. Literally, all of these things project stories and dictate how society sees you. This is something that is happening to everyone, all around us, and literally all the time. So for example, what's the difference between shoes that are $600 versus a pair that cost $50? It's brand. To be seen wearing a brand that is considered luxury, it tells the outside world that you can afford it, thereby signaling privilege, which means access, which also translates into power. Society will, quote unquote, slot you in a higher social standing, thereby having more opportunities for you. Another great example is social media. You've got face filters, reels or stories, all snippets of pictures that project a certain look, a lifestyle, a message, a status. Social media, it's a highlight reel, while real life, it's a blooper reel. Now look, I am oversimplifying things, but I think you get the idea.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Now, going on to people that are in the public eye, despite how often we may be watching or looking at them on red carpets, in headlines and magazines and, you know, all the different media outlets, we don't see them. Because no matter how closely we may follow someone, we really have no idea who they are. Because they're only being viewed through a very limited lens. You don't know who they are in real life or how they became the people we see today. And I believe, human nature, everyone wants to be seen. The question that I think is it really who they are or who they want us to think they are? Again, I believe basic human nature, people want to be seen for who they really are. But that means it's also being seen with all of their flaws, contradictions, all the messy emotions that means being a human being, and to be accepted for all of that. To show someone all of your vulnerabilities and your dark parts and ask them to accept all of you. That's scary, but that's also real. So for me, I'm interested to try and strip away the superficial things and the pretenses and see who that person is. Get a better glimpse into these newsmakers, change makers, survivors, personalities, authors, actors, all leaders in their own ways. I want to see them based on their lived experiences and actions. Look, they've all gotten to where they are for a reason, many reasons. They've persisted through incredible hardships, and they've learned invaluable lessons along the way. And look, I don't know about you, but I'm just going to say, life is hard. And if I can glean some insights and lessons that can hopefully make my life better or avoid a mistake, I'm definitely going to listen and learn. Now, I do want to emphasize something. All of these are really complex and nuanced subjects and conversations. There is no one size fits all. And over the course of a 1-hour conversation, it is impossible to cover all the nuances that each topic deserves. You could probably discuss some of these topics with friends for months, and you can still have plenty that you haven't explored yet. I'm not saying one thing is definitively right over the other. Again, these are complicated subjects. I do not have the answers. Let me repeat. I do not have the answers. I'm on this ride with you, and I'm trying to learn as I go. I want you to have your own takeaways. My only hope is that the conversations are thought-provoking, interesting, positive, empowering, and if I'm really feeling good about myself, I hope I'm mildly amusing at times. But it's really been such a great ride. And another gift that I did not anticipate that this show would give me is that I've met so many wonderful people, and to have the chance to have a real conversation with these amazing people like AJ Mendez, who is a 3-time wrestling champion, best-selling author, producer, super passionate mental health advocate. And look, I'll be the first to admit, I didn't know squat about wrestling other than what I learned during my prep for my time with AJ. But getting to meet her and spend time with her, I can tell you she is ridiculously smart, open, she's kind, she's definitely one of the funniest people I've ever met. She's just a wonderful, passionate human being who advocates for mental health. I've had Nicola Carai-DeMude on. I was introduced to her work when I was watching Burden of Truth with Kristen Kreuk. And Nicola and her team, they were so easy to work with. And getting to know and spend time with Nicola, you know, she's just this lovely, aware, sensitive, and unstoppable force who is, you know, just working every single day to better this world. Mary Beth Evans, 8-time Emmy winner from Days of Our Lives. I mean, she's an iconic daytime actress. And I was a huge Days of Our Lives Steve and Kayla fan. And look, I'm going to be honest. I was like shitting a pickle when she agreed to come on. Yeah, look, I get that I've been in the entertainment industry for a hot minute. But when you get to meet and work with someone whose work you have personally loved as a kid, it is a huge full circle moment. And again, her team, just amazing, wonderful people to work with, and friendships were forged. And regular listeners of this podcast know actress Yvonne Chapman, incredible actress from CW's Kung Fu. She's just an all around wonderful person, is someone who started as a guest on the show and has become a friend all through this podcast. I mean, who knew? More full circle moments has been Crystal Chappelle an Emmy-winning actress and producer who, again, I loved from Days of Our Lives. And to be able to have like this authentic conversation with her beyond the arena that she's usually in, which is daytime, to see what she's accomplished, but what she's had to go through to get to where she is today. I mean, she was on camera reprising her role as Carly Manning on Days of Our Lives. And at the same time, she was trying to create a daytime web series before anyone knew what a web series was. She shared how she was able to navigate the self-doubt, the naysayers, to having this long-running, successful daytime web series, Venice. I mean, who hasn't wrestled with self-doubt? But to see her navigate, manage, and to succeed, it's one of those things. Representation. If you can see it, you can be it. Then there was Alison Kluger, who is a media consultant. She's like such a powerhouse. She works with Alex Rodriguez, Tyra Banks, and she was the first person who hired me out of college. She was my executive producer, and she's now one of my best friends. To have her as a guest and produce her on my show was just another incredible full circle moment. I mean, here we are, the woman who hired me out of college, and now I'm producing her on my podcast. It's pretty amazing. And I'll spare you, I won't break down every guest, but the list goes on and on. And I think another really surprising and wonderful gift that this podcast has given me was that I found a group of people who have shared experiences, culturally speaking. And it's given me a community that I really didn't realize I was starved for. When I spoke with Osric Chow, who is this terrific Canadian Chinese actor from Supernatural, he shared that when he was younger, he wanted to be white. And that was the first time I shared that when I was a kid, I wanted a nose job. I wanted a more pronounced nose. Like all the other kids that I was seeing around me who were predominantly Caucasian, I wanted to kind of look more like them. Then I spoke with Genevieve Kang, a terrific actress that was on Netflix's Lock and Key, a huge show. She is half Portuguese and half Chinese. The messages that she was getting from society and the world and the lack of representation was that if you're not white, blonde, and blue-eyed, you're not going to be as desired, get the opportunities, or just liked as much. And then there's Mike Bo, who you know from CW's Kung Fu as Simon Lau. He's also mixed race, half Korean, half Chinese. And during our conversation, he said something really concisely. When he was growing up, he noticed that Asians were being portrayed as undesirable, awkward outcasts. And at that very moment, it hit me like a truck. Because I realized that idea and that stereotype, it did take root in my own self-perception. And it's something that I probably continue to unpack. But I'll tell you, before my conversation with Osric, Genevieve, and Mike, I didn't have the language that helped me to understand some of my experiences during my formative years. And to be able to hear someone else, let alone these amazingly talented people who are creating a more accurate representation for others, was amazing. And that gave me a better understanding of me. That has been so helpful. You know, and throughout this experience of bringing you this entire series of Reppin', some of these bigger concepts, or as Oprah would say, aha moments, kind of came during seemingly smaller moments that may have happened offline. Can't remember where I may have talked about this, maybe as a guest on another show, but about 2 summers ago, I was traveling and I came down with COVID. And Yvonne Chapman, who was vacationing on the other side of the planet, she and I were trading texts. And I mentioned I was sick with COVID. And she asked if I needed jeok, which is congee or rice porridge. It's something Asians have grown up with. It is a go-to when someone is sick. And this is something that happened that Yvonne probably didn't even think twice about. But it made my head spin. Because here she is. She's on vacation. On the other side of the world, literally. And she was thoughtful enough to ask. That's the first thing. Then, she offered something that was just inherently known to us in the Asian community. And it was the first time in my life where I had a contemporary friend that offered something that was culturally understood. Now, let me be clear. I have really great friends and I'm so grateful. But jeok is something that only an Asian person would get. So for her to offer that was really big to me. So I can tell you, each conversation has been significant and it's offered me many powerful insights that I have really taken with me. I remember when I had actor Ludi Lin on, who is a terrific Chinese actor who was in Mortal Kombat, Power Rangers, CW's Kung Fu. And even though he's Chinese and he's an martial artist, he knows how to kick some serious ass, does a lot of action movies, and he's successful and doing well. But what you may not have known was that when Ludi was younger, he was bullied and an outcast, even in the Chinese community. And it reminds me that even in different groups, there are subgroups. And even in those subgroups, there are inherent biases. I remember Ludi saying something like, we're all conduits of racism, whether we want to admit to it or not. It's just in what degree. And I thought that was such an invaluable perspective because now that's made me more aware of how I need to hold myself accountable for the biases that I might be, not intentionally, putting out there. And I need to work to be more aware and ask myself, well, how am I contributing to this? And what changes can I make to grow, to better myself, and to contribute more positively to a society that can be more equitable and inclusive? More oftentimes than not, representation is something that is seen as only affecting people of color and in various underrepresented communities. But it goes so much further than that, because I think representation is something that affects every human being. So take Trey Crowder, an amazing comic and content creator online who was a guest on my show. Here he is, a white guy from the deep South. He's married with children, but even then, he is faced with biases and labels and stereotypes. So maybe in some of the bigger cities, he's viewed as being slow because he's from the South. And maybe people from his small hometown may see him as being too liberal because he doesn't necessarily subscribe to all of the conservative ideals that are being talked about right now. So here he is, a white guy who is straight, married, with kids, from the deep South, fighting labels and biases and stereotypes from both sides. He's not being seen for who he is and the experiences that shape him. Having Trey on, who, by the way, I love, and he's so funny, and he's so talented and smart, it really kind of highlighted for me that representation, stereotypes, and biases are something that every breathing human being, whether you know it or not, has to contend with. There was an episode that was incredibly difficult to bring to you, and it was tough for many, many different reasons, and that was my conversation with Sarah Cruzan. Sarah was a survivor of child sex trafficking. And just to recap her experiences for context, Sarah was raised by a single mother who was incredibly violent and abusive. So Sarah suffered a lot before she even met the man who would become her pimp. Now, this guy who became her pimp started grooming her at a very young age and began exploiting Sarah from the time she was 13 straight till she was 16. When Sarah met a different group of guys and she was ultimately set up to shoot and kill her pimp. Sarah was 16 when she was sentenced to life in prison as an adult. Now, her story is gut-wrenching and complicated, but it's also so important and powerful. And look, I didn't rehash the details during that conversation with Sarah, and I'm not going to do it again here. But if you want to learn more, it's all in her book called I Cried to Dream Again. It was co-written by Corey Thomas, and I'll have those links for you in the show notes. But I really encourage you to read it. Every single episode of Reppin' has a lot of challenges, scheduling being one of them. But this conversation with Sarah was especially challenging because first, it is a really dark and devastating subject. But I don't want to shy away from real tough experiences because things don't get better if you look away. They get worse. So I don't want to look away. Secondly, understandably, with everything that Sarah has endured and survived, she still struggles till this day. And I will always do my best to prioritize my guests and their comfort because I believe that we can have difficult, important conversations without making someone else feel compromised. And especially in this situation, my first priority was Sarah and her well-being. So then the question became, well, how do we have this conversation in a way that Sarah will be supported and safe? Going back to one of the overarching themes of this podcast, it's about looking beyond the veneer, the appearances, and generally speaking, those who are sex workers are not always looked upon with high regard. And perhaps many do turn away because those in the sex trade are usually a group of people who are overlooked and frankly ignored. But the truth of the matter is most who are sex workers are people who need help. They're being exploited and experiencing violence and abuse on levels that are just unfathomable. And many are children who are sold and violated in horrific ways. They're all people who need help. And again, we need to see beyond what's on the surface. And I wanted to look at the epidemic of human trafficking, sex trafficking, exploitation, through a human lens. And most importantly, the learned lessons that Sarah shared. Her resilience, survival, unwavering hope, her superhero grit, fortitude, and strength are things that we can all learn from. Sarah has gone through so much, and all of the life lessons that she has come to bear, they are hard-earned lessons. And I hope you understand that the conversation and the insights and perspectives that Sarah shared, they're not exclusive to just people in a similar situation. And I hope with Sarah's episode and really every single episode that you hear on Reppin', that you find many universal insights, perspectives, inspirational pieces of information that will help you in your life in some way. And everything that I'm sharing with you, they are my opinions. I'm not trying to impose or preach. I just wanted to share what some of my takeaways are, and I'd love to hear what some of yours are. Now, earlier in the conversation, I had said that one of the many precious gifts that you can give someone else is the gift of your time and your trust. And I want you to know, the listeners, you're giving me the gift of your time and trust is also something I don't lose sight of. I know how very busy everyone is working to support their families and just to live. And I'm also very well aware how much is out there. So when you choose to come here, I want you to know that I will always work hard and do my best to bring you interesting, cool, notable people who have these dynamic insights to share. And my hope is, again, that it serves you and society in many, many ways. And I also want to thank my guests and their teams for embracing the concept and for coming to guest and to have these conversations. And I want you to know that I will always make sure that your time with me and Unwrappin' is well spent. All right, Nelson, cue the music. All right, guys, I have to go and get some more cough drops. To my amazing team, thank you to Nelson Pinero for his time, care, and the laughs that we have together. And always love and light to Gracie Kong. If you enjoy the series, I would love your support. Please download, share it, subscribe, and take a few minutes to drop a review. And listen, I always love hearing from you. Follow me on Instagram at @reppin_podcast. DM me there. And please check out my YouTube page where there are some extra goodies. Coming up next, we have model, actress, philanthropist, and podcast host, Caitlin McHugh-Stamos.
I try to give a little bit in some way, however I can, whether it someone said to me, we all have either time, treasures, or money. So a little bit of one of those things that we can give.
You're going to see what she's learned, the stereotypes she's had to face, and you're going to find out how she's creating ways to make positive change. Thank you, thank you. Be well and be safe and be kind to one another. Reppin' is a Suburban Outlaw Productions. Until next time, stand up and represent.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.